At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Once again, Robert Naur, Unfiltered. This is a true story about being a federal employee in Washington, D.C. Now, when I worked in Orlando, Florida at the Defense Contract Management Agency, DCMA, I had a lot of great people I worked with there. And one of them was a reverend by the name of Frank Burden. Frank was a really nice old black guy, and I enjoyed him as a friend and talking to him and working with him. Well, when Frank found out I was going to go to Washington, D.C. and leave DCMA to take a higher graded job, one of the things Frank and I talked about, and Frank kind of said to me, when you go to D.C., Bob, there's some things that you need to be aware about. What goes around comes around. And I said, what do you mean by that, Frank? And he said, if you say something in one part of D.C., at one agency or to one person, she goes, the communications in Washington, D.C., and I remember, think about this, there's millions of people in Washington, D.C. and in the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. There are millions of people. And if you say something to one person, believe it or not, it will get around very fast. And you may end up hearing about it. He said, so you've got to be very, very careful what you say when you work in Washington, D.C. He goes, I've heard stories, and it's not good. In other words, say you worked at the Pentagon, and you said something derogatory about the commander-in-chief, the president, whatever, and you went home for the day. I can almost guarantee you, based on my own personal experience now, from what I know, that the very next day you come in, you will hear about it. Somebody will have overheard it or told somebody. And if they don't like you, it's going to come back to haunt you. And yeah, that really is true about Washington, D.C. Politics are hell there. And somebody who's on the left doesn't like somebody on the right and vice versa. So here's a true story. When I was working at the Department of Labor, I worked indirectly for the Assistant Secretary of Finance and Administration, a guy by the name of Patrick Pezzella. He was a Bush appointee, a political appointee. And most careerists don't really care for political appointees. And I knew him, and I knew he was kind of an ass, but the jobs that I did as a contracting officer, I did well, so most of the time he stayed out of my way and let me alone. But over time, he was what I would refer to as a prick. And I didn't really care for the little bastard, but in fact, I don't think anybody really did except the political appointees. So over time, I got dissatisfied with being at the Department of Labor, and I wanted to be promoted from a GS-13 to a 14. So I found a job at the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, as a 14, and so I left the Department of Labor. And I left on very good terms. I went to the Department of Defense, and I worked there for about a year and a half. And then I left there as a 14 to go to the Department of Transportation as a 14-15. Never got to the 15 because I turned it down at HUD. I was attending a conference. It was a privatization conference, or what we call a P3, public-private partnership, P3 conference. And in that auditorium that we were at, which I believe was in the Ronald Reagan building, just off of 14th Street, one of the speakers was talking about situations with privatization. And I stood up and I said something to the effect of, "Yeah, I hear you, but it's kind of like Patrick Pezzella, that little Nazi who works over at the Department of Labor." And then I sat back down. That wasn't the whole spiel of the speech. It's not worth going into. But I called him a little Nazi. And he was. He was a little Hitler. By the time I left the conference and went back to the Department of Transportation, the new building that they're in now, I didn't even walk in the front door before the security... Before the security card said, "Mr. Naur, the Secretary of Transportation would like to see you up in her office right now." Now, you got to imagine, the Secretary of Transportation has demanded my presence in her office. That's pretty startling. And to give you a little context, this conference I was at, there was over 1,000 people in it from all different federal agencies, all dealing with privatization, and they all knew who I was. It's a very small community in D.C. And I was always the kind of person that said exactly what was on my mind. I didn't give a shit one way or another. I just said the way it was. And I called you know, him what he was. A little Nazi. Well, I go up to the top floor where Mary Peter's office is, and the secretary, she had like four secretaries. One of them said, "You must be Mr. Naur. She wants to see you. She'll be with you shortly. Sit down." So I'm sitting down, and out comes, about 15 minutes later, Mary Peter's comes walking out of her office, and she was a really nice lady, basically. She was an industry person. She had no government experience, but she was industry, and that's typically the way it is at DOT. And she said, "You must be Mr. Naur." She goes, "Mr. Naur, are you fucking stupid?" She goes, "Calling Patrick Pezzella a little Nazi at that conference." She goes, "You think I wouldn't hear about that shit? Do you think that people didn't hear and know who you worked for?" And before I could get a word out of my mouth, she said, "You're lucky I fucking don't fire you." And I'm thinking, oh, geez, this is serious. This is serious. And she goes, "But I'm not." She goes, "So don't get your knickers all stressed out." She goes, "I'm not going to fire you this time." She goes, "But let me tell you, bud, you ever pull a stunt like that again and say something about another senior federal official," she goes, "I'll fire your ass so fast it, your head will spin." And I said, "Not a problem, ma'am." And she goes, "Okay, well, that's all." She goes, "Have a nice day. Go back to your office. I hope to never see you again." And that was the end of the story. I never saw Mary Peters, the Secretary of Transportation, ever again. That was my one and only meeting with the secretary. Prior to that, I think it was Norm Mineta. Was the secretary, and I went back to my office, and my boss said to me, he said, "Heard you had a meeting with the secretary." I said, "Yeah, I did." I said, "I really learned something." I said, "What you say in this town gets around really fast." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I got a phone call, too," which meant that somebody on a cell phone, the minute I stood up and said that, was calling the Department of Transportation. So, the moral to this story is simply this. If you're a federal employee working in Washington, D.C., or even if you're thinking about going to Washington, D.C. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your opinions to yourself, because it will not only haunt you, but it will come back to bite you in the ass really fast. And so that's Bob's gift to each of you federal employees out there today. Mind what you say in Washington, D.C., because what goes around comes around.